Welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and more. And this one is definitely my sports commentary. It's called Bye Bye Kyrie. The Boston Celtics are underachieving and regressing as a basketball team in 2019. In one of the most unusual situations I've ever seen in today's NBA, the consensus of most basketball analysts is that the Boston Celtics have too many talented players on their roster and have not gelled as a championship caliber unit. Now, I'm not buying into this too much talent argument. I do think that the Boston Celtics are dealing with a very simple math problem, which can be solved by subtracting one mistake. Last season, Kyrie Irving came to the Celtics from a championship run in Cleveland with LeBron James. He was, and for now still is, expected to be the on-floor leader to help mold the young Celtics into an NBA championship team. Due to an injury late last year in his first year in Boston, Irving watched from the bench as coach Brad Stevens took the young Celtics to the verge of the 2018 NBA Finals. Only that dastardly LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers, without Kyrie this time, stood in the way again from the C's going to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2010. The year before, without Kyrie Irving, the young coach and players of the Celtics were carried by a 5'9" spark plug named Isaiah Thomas. He had the same position as Irving before the team bowed out to Cleveland, which at that time had LeBron James, Kevin Love, and yes, Kyrie Irving. Irving, who played only one season in college under legendary coach Mike Krzyzewski at Duke before bolting to the NBA, is already a five-time NBA All-Star who won't even turn 27 years old until March. There's never been a question that Irving is a very talented NBA player. The real question, though, is whether he is the leader that the Boston Celtics general manager Danny Ainge thought he might be to help mold this team into a championship squad. The jury is definitely out on that question, but based on the Celtics' record this season, which as of this writing, Boston is 25-17 and in fifth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference, this team is regressing with a roster filled with young players who want to make their own mark in the NBA. Though he played a wily, aging basketball player in this summer's movie entitled Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving seems to be the odd man out in Boston. Last weekend, Irving called out his Celtics teammates after a loss on the road in Orlando. He said, "The young guys don't know what it takes to be a championship-level team, what it takes every day. And if they think it's hard now, what do they think it will be like when they're trying to get to the finals?" Well, the team's response? Another loss in Brooklyn on Monday night and a perfect 0-3 record on this road trip. So much for Uncle Drew's locker room leadership skills. Boston has a great young coach in Brad Stevens, who has rebuilt this team along with general manager Danny Ainge and some very good draft picks with a system built on hustle and teamwork. Stevens did the same thing as a college coach at tiny Butler University and got those teams to the NCAA Final Four. Brad Stevens doesn't appear to need a superstar player such as Kyrie Irving in order to succeed. His college teams were all very disciplined and stocked with hungry players who enjoyed being in the role of underdogs. This is putting Brad Stevens in new territory. He now has to deal with his existing young pups and the added pressure of dealing with an NBA diva in Kyrie Irving. The Brad Stevens Celtics were already gaining momentum and improving with every season before the addition of toxic superstar Kyrie Irving to this particular squad. The statistics don't lie. Prior to Kyrie Irving's arrival in Boston, the Boston Celtics teams under Brad Stevens improved from a non-playoff team to 7th place, 5th place, and then 1st place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Since Kyrie Irving was added to the Celtics roster, Boston has dropped to 2nd place ending last year and is now mired in 5th place this season. Kyrie Irving is an unquestionably talented individual basketball player. He might even end up in the Hall of Fame someday. But in Boston, in 2019, he is not the right fit for this current coach or the current roster of players. Boston's general manager Danny Ainge hired head coach Brad Stevens, drafted most of the current players, and also made the acquisition of a young superstar named Kyrie Irving. Danny Ainge is now on the hot seat. Though he has done well in assembling the pieces of the Boston Celtics, he needs to take a refresher course in chemistry soon. This team is unraveling and may explode at any moment. Based on all measures, the Kyrie Irving experiment in Boston isn't working with the current coach and the roster of players they had. The problems in Boston may best be resolved by subtraction. Bye-bye, Kyrie. I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.